come see us again.
What would you say around Christmas?
Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
What, just a common saying around Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas?
On the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
What would you say for, to express a appreciation, but you wouldn't say thank you, maybe something you could say instead of thank you.
Instead of thank you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see.
You might say, would you ever say I appreciate it?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Much obliged, I guess. Something like that. Yeah, I appreciate it lots of times.
If you're not sure whether you will have time or not, you say, you might say, I'm not sure,
I think, I guess I'll have time.
You might say you have to go downtown to do some...
some shopping.
Around Christmas time, you might do something to presents. You would
wrap them.
And on Christmas Day, you would
unwrap them, open them.
If a storekeeper sold something for $2 that he paid $2.50 for, he'd be selling it
for a loss.
If you admire something, but if you don't have enough money to buy it, you say, I sure like it, but it...
it costs too much.
If it's time to pay your bill, you say the bill is...
is due.
If you belong to a club, you would have to pay the...
the dues.
If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to...
to borrow something.
If a banker is kind of refusing a loan, he might say money is
tight, scarce.
You would get on a diving board and you would, if you
dive off
and
or hold your nose and jump.
What kind of different dives would you have?
Well, swan dive, jackknife, flips, I don't know. Watermelon.
Yeah. If you dive and hit the water flat, you would call that
a belly flop.
If a boy puts his hands on the ground and kicks his heels over him like that, what would you call that?
A somersault?
In a swimming pool, children would get in and they would around, they might...
swim?
You might say, I there myself.
I swam there myself.
If you buy something to pay your bill, storekeepers might give you a little present and say it's for